Blockbuster Nostalgia Shorts.
How we fix it.
Hey, EG Sites here.
Francisco Landin.
We're Blockbuster Nostalgia. We're your movie podcast, favorite movie podcast. We're counting down the top gross movies of the 80s, only now we're not. We're fixing the movies from the 80s, making them even better. As if that was possible, it is. We're going to tell you how.
Yeah, we're talking about Beetlejuice today. You thought that movie was perfect. You thought Tim Burton knocked it out of the park. No, we are about to make it more perfect.
We're going
to
make it so much perfect that it will ascend to a higher plane of being. Well, you'll never even be able to see it because you have not reached Nirvana. Let's be honest. You haven't done it.
Not as much as Beetlejuice did.
No. And look, you've been skipping your meditation. We've been noticing.
Yeah.
Your yoga poses, they're out of whack.
Oh, they're terrible.
You're downward dog.
You're pathetic.
It looks like an elephant.
Pathetic.
Look, if there's one thing you should take away from this podcast, is you're a terrible human being and will burn in hell forever.
Yes. Anyway, Beetlejuice.
All right. Yeah. Movie.
Yeah. The movie. What if Beetlejuice was just like a robot person?
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Is he part demon, part robot? All terror.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, so in fact, we're going to need to get rid of that name. Beetlejuice, whatever. Fine name, but...
That's a dumb name.
It's a dumb name.
Yeah.
Let's go with Robo-Demon.
Okay, Robo-Demon, that sounds fucking
perfect. Robo-Demon's pretty fucking tight.
Yeah, it's still, again, loving couple.
Oh, yeah, loving couple. They die, and then they get, obviously, they're ghosts again.
Yeah, and it's kind of funny at first, but then all of a sudden, fucking
Robo-Demon shows up.
We're talking about like a Terminator-style, like unstoppable force of fucking robot.
Oh, yeah, and he shoots them both in the head almost immediately.
Yeah, right away. It's like a chopping mall type of deal where it's just a loose, it's not even like a humanoid robot. It is like a wheels and like weird head and like arms that seem kind of useless, but they have lasers.
Oh, okay. Interesting. See, I was thinking more the classic cyborg. So we take Beetlejuice, Michael Keaton, Zoot Suit, the whole thing.
Yeah.
But half of him is a robot now.
Like just one half of him is a robot?
Almost, not like the exactly one half, but like half his face and like both arms.
You go
and
with
like
that
a leg.
Opposite symmetry where the right half of his face is robot, but his left arm is robot.
Exactly. There you go.
Yeah.
But he does have many, many guns.
Yeah.
I mean, so many guns.
All of them. All of him has guns. Like, guns come out of his knees.
Oh, yeah.
And he just, like, blasts
nipple
through
guns.
You. Oh, yeah.
Penis gun. I mean, that's going to get the kids because like it's hilarious.
Yeah. A tummy when gun a level giant, of bullets.
When a giant, like, 85 millimeter cannon pops out of his pants.
We're all going to laugh.
In the junk zone.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
In the very hard R-rated Robo-Demon movie.
That's right.
Kids are going to love that.
Kids will love it. It's the 80s. Kids watched some hard R shit all the time.
So the movie is about this half-robot guy in a pinstripe suit, but all he is doing is just shooting everything.
That's right.
Like Tommy Gun level of just like bullets
in
the wall and just nonstop and nobody can stop him.
Nobody can stop him.
And everybody's dead, but he's double killing them.
Except the one man who has to stop him.
Could it be one Sylvester Stallone?
Ooh, I like that. Only I was thinking it should probably be Winona Ryder. But what's even better is if Sylvester Stallone is playing
Winona Ryder. Of course,
Lydia.
Yeah,
of course. So Sylvester Stallone as Lydia
he's got the range in the dress.
He's clearly got the range.
He's got the range, yeah.
The only real question is he in the dress from the cartoon or from the end of the movie? Is he in the wedding dress?
Oh, I'm going to say the cartoon because that shit was ridiculous.
That cartoon?
Giant spider web?
Yeah, giant spider web like cloak.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome to look.
Like that, still like all the... So he's cartoon Lydia.
He's cartoon Lydia.
Fighting demon
giant
robots.
Giant fake boobs.
Oh, of course.
Just giant fake.
Because
boobs.
How else are you going to know
that
he's
a
hot chick?
Lady.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. How you don't know that?
Because it's still very clearly Sylvester Stallone.
It's still all the muscles.
It's still so many muscles.
Because
he's not wearing he's wearing the cloak, but he's not wearing a shirt under it.
So he's just Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah.
But we put giant fake tits so that you know that he's a lady.
Exactly. So clearly. He is
a
teen heartthrob to millions.
And he's fighting just a robot gun haywire with guns coming out of every fucking joint and
that's right.
And a space on his body.
And all he has is a knife, but it's a big fucking knife.
Yeah. No, she, Lydia.
Oh, she, of course.
Yeah,
obviously.
All Lydia has is a big
all
knife.
All Lydia has a knife and the ability to hide in mud. So when the robot walks by, you think it's just mud.
Bam,
but oh, shit.
Opens his eyes.
Yeah.
Again, her eyes. Opens her eyes.
Yeah.
Big
it's
knife.
Lydia.
Bam. Fights demon robot.
Also very progressive. I think we're ahead of our time on this one.
Yeah, especially for the 1980s.
That's right.
We root for the woman in this one.
That's right.
That is clearly just a
man
in
drag.
That's
clearly just a man in drag.
So anyway, if you like how we fixed Beetlejuice, which we totally did.
We definitely fixed it real good. Follow us. We're on Podomatic. We're on iTunes. We're on Facebook. We're Blockbuster Nostalgia. We update every week. Check it out.
We love you.
Bye-bye.